Good morning. This is Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb and Asgrow, here with you on WGIL Radio, AM 1400 this morning, with a new edition of Ag Talk. Didn't get one out last week, so I apologize for that. If there's anybody who actually looks forward to these, I'm not sure. But if you do, sorry, I did not have a chance to get a new program recorded last week. So we'll start off with the weather, as we often do. Wow, it's been a miserable, hot, humid week. This is not good fat boy weather. And you fellow fat boys know what I'm talking about. So Monday and Tuesday were particularly brutal. Tuesday would have been the first day of the Farm Progress Show out in Boone, Iowa. And it was probably a half a degree cooler in Boone, Iowa than it was here. But whew, that would have been miserable. So awfully glad that I get to take the Iowa years off of working the Farm Progress Show. So I have not set foot on the Progress Show site at Boone, Iowa, and I'm happy for that. I did drive past it twice in the last 10 days, moving girls to college at Iowa State. So I saw the sign for Boone off the highway there, but did not go over and check out the Progress Show site. So if you went out to that, a lot of people from Western Illinois do go to the show when it's in Boone. It's really not much further to Boone than it is to Decatur for people on the western side of Illinois, or northern Illinois for that matter. So we do have a lot of people that go to the show when it's in Iowa, and there's a lot of people. I think they need an intervention or something, but there's a lot of people that go every year. They take their big campers down and just camp out and spend 3 days at the Progress Show. So that's something in my retirement, I don't think that's a hobby that I'm gonna take up. But anyway, we did get a little rain this week, which was a blessing. We weren't really dry, but we got excessive amounts of rain in July, about twice of normal, or actually some of you more than twice of normal. And August has been fairly dry, really. So good shower for most of the listening area this week, which was great to kind of help finish the crop off. Some of the early planted corn and soybeans are already to the point where they don't really need any additional rain. They just need to get dry enough they can be harvested. But we've got a lot of crop in this area that did not go on the ground until after Mother's Day, and that stuff all has a ways to go yet and is still determining yield and still trying to make yield and to make yield. You need ideally cooler temperatures than we had this week, so the cool down that's coming will be welcome, and some moisture. And I think we've probably had all the moisture that we're forecasted to get for the near future. So we may be finishing this crop on what we've got, but who knows? As you know, the weather forecast changes from day to day. As far as crops go, you're starting to see a dramatic difference in the appearance of crop based on planting date, which is common. That always happens, and you can't really compare, you know, something planted April 15th to something planted May 15th. On any given day, because the crop planted on May 15th is less mature, meaning it's younger. And let's be honest, we all look better when we were younger too. So corn and soybeans is no different. So to make a fair comparison of what's healthier, the May corn or the April corn, on any given calendar date, the younger stuff's going to be healthier. But to make that comparison fair, you have to have the ability to compare the two at the same stage of growth, which is hard to do because the same stage of growth is going to occur later in the later planted crop. Same thing happens with when you're comparing like 105-day corn to 115-day corn. As you get close to harvest, the 115 day is going to look way, 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 way better than the 105. But again, that's not a fair comparison. That's like comparing you at 50 to you at 70. Not really fair, unless you're Tom Brady. Maybe Tom Brady will, will be as good at 70 as he is at almost 50. But anyway, so, you know, from a disease standpoint, starting to see a lot of anthracnose in corn. That's what's making the tops die prematurely. So you see the top part of the plant is brown and the bottom and the rest of the plant is green. Crown rot really kind of kills the plant from the bottom up. So if the whole plant dies suddenly, that's probably crown rot. If the top of the plant dies suddenly, that's probably anthracnose. If the whole plant is deteriorating, that could be tar spot. And all those things are out there. Now, they're not all, you know, going to have a dramatic impact on yield in every case, but they are there. The crop is deteriorating. The crop is starting to look tougher. But again, it's nearing harvest, and that's typical. It's got to die and dry at some point so we can get it out of the field. And it has been so, you know, beautiful green all summer long. With all the rain that we've had and relatively low disease pressure, it is changing pretty abruptly, which is an indication that these diseases are involved in the hastening of the maturity of the crop, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the crop is suffering all that much. So while we've been on a corn theme here this morning, when we come back from break, I'm going to take on a little bit of myth busting. There is this perception, and it's getting spread by intelligent people who if they thought about it a little bit, maybe ought to know better. But this idea that it's so miserable humid around here because of corn. We'll talk about that. Lance Tarchione back with you here on WGIL Radio. Before the break, I mentioned this silly notion that it's humid in the Midwest in the summertime because of corn. So it's even referred to as corn sweat. And let's think about this a minute. So every growing thing that's green takes up water and nutrients, produces oxygen, which is good for us. We need oxygen. And plants do something called transpiring. And transpiration is the movement of water into the roots, through the plants, and out through the leaves. It's driven by humidity, it's driven by temperature, it's driven by growth of the plant. It does depend on the species. Some species of plants, and corn is a water-loving plant, uses a lot of water. Not the only plant that uses a lot of water, but it is a plant that uses a lot of water. And the water that is moisture that is given off from that plant through transpiration, which is how the plant cools itself, does go up into the atmosphere, gets recycled back into the, you know, back into the moisture system, comes back to us as rainfall someday, and life goes on. In the meantime, that moisture is hanging out in the atmosphere, and does it probably add to the amount of moisture in the air locally? You bet it does. But so does the water coming out of soybeans, trees, grass. If we were here 150 years ago when this was native grass prairie, and it was 6 foot tall little blue stem on millions of acres, be a lot of water coming out of that too. So it's not just corn that puts moisture into the air. And yes, you'll hear some scary figures. How many of you have heard how many gallons of water per acre per day corn is using? That naughty, naughty, evil corn, wasting all that precious water, pumping it up into the air, just making me miserable. God, I hate corn. That's what people want you to believe. You know, that's ridiculous. The moisture, you know, has anybody ever told you what the moisture usage of a big, beautiful oak tree is? And what if you had, you know, a forest of big, beautiful oak trees? How much water are those nasty trees wasting? But trees are good. You know, trees are wonderful. Trees sequester carbon. Trees give us oxygen. You know, you can't live off of wood, but trees are, you know, trees are the salvation of the world, while corn, for some reason, is the ruination of the world. And you know what? Poor cows. Cows get blamed for lots of things, too. And do you know why? Cows like corn. And if you like corn, you are guilty of something. I just haven't figured out what it is yet. So when you hear some meteorologist somewhere that ought to be smart enough to know better, shooting his mouth off about corn sweat, extra humidity because of corn, you know, corn giving off more moisture. And there is some truth to the fact that the more that your corn yields and the healthier that your corn is and the more productive it is, the more water it's going to use. If you'd raise some crappy 100-bushel corn and go broke doing it, you would save a lot of water. So raising 275-bushel corn and being profitable and being successful is going to use more water. Can't change that. But whatever you grow on your acre of land is going to use water. And it's going to give water off into the atmosphere, and it's locally going to be putting additional moisture into the atmosphere, which could possibly make the atmosphere locally more humid while plants are growing. But humidity and the moisture is also what creates instability, creates an opportunity to catch a thunderstorm like we did this week and get some life-giving moisture back out of the atmosphere. Cycle of life, life goes on. Corn's not going to ruin anybody's world. And it is a very, very, very useful, very beneficial, very important, very life-giving thing that we do in raising corn. So you corn haters out there, come talk to me. We'll get you through this. And the rest of you, hope you have a great week. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Be getting your equipment ready for harvest. Mine's not ready to go yet. You know, and we're getting down to the point where, you know, I'm starting to worry. Are we going to be ready in time? Because the crop's coming on pretty fast, and my mechanic is pretty busy with his sideline mechanic business, which pays him way better than his dad does when he's working on the farm. So I can't, you know, he ain't no dummy. If you can make, you know, $70 an hour fixing somebody's transmission or somebody's engine, you know, what do you want to help dad for $25 an hour for? So anyway, hopefully you're all doing well, and we'll be back with you again next week. Take care.